So our prophet this morning, Habakkuk, has sentiments that we all have experienced from time to time in our own lives when we've witnessed sadness, poverty, people who are hurting, and we cry out to God and say, how long will this continue on before you come again and your kingdom is fulfilled and restored and we're all at peace and serenity? But the Lord last week kind of answered that for us. While we like to point fingers, you know, Adam and Eve, serpent, today us, well, through Habakkuk, pointing to the Lord, why don't you fix it? The Lord's probably doing the same thing to us. Why do you allow your brothers and sisters to suffer? And he could be saying, how long do I have to, continue to cry out to you? Take care of each other. This was last week's gospel. Remember the rich man and the poor man. And the poor man just stepped over, or the rich man just stepped over the poor man as he was on his way to the grand buffets that he celebrated on, while the poor man just lay there, allowing the dogs to lick his sores, the scripture said. So today is a day for us just to simply take responsibility for who we are. And by that, I want to pull out the simple phrase, final phrase from that first reading, Habakkuk. It is the rash one who does not have integrity. And that's it. That's where the taking responsibility comes in. Someone who's integrated, bringing together what is and what is, what we're called to and what we experience. We're called to holiness, we're called to do great things in the world, but sometimes our experience tells us otherwise. There seems to be a gap there. God calling us to these great things, and we sometimes experience less than great things. Perhaps our perception is what's wrong, though, and which is why we need to be people of integrity or reconciled. Two things that seem at odds brought together in one. That's what the just one will experience and be productive through when they're integrated. So how do we become integrated then? What is the message that we can receive from this call of the Lord? And it comes to us in the gospel. Gives us these two little phrases. They're calling out, give us more faith. And he's saying, you don't need any more. So here, they're in their mind, they're saying, we need more faith. We're too small to do what you're asking of us. And he's saying, no. If you have this faith the size of a mustard seed, you have enough. And I would think that because you're here this morning, you have at least faith of a mustard seed. But then sometimes we think when he's saying that, we can run around and tell forests to move, be uprooted, and you know, it's a bad crowd this morning. I'm going to tell you to be uprooted and move. But that's taken in the negative. To think that we don't have enough faith to move plants around, that's not what God wants. What he's saying is, recognize all you need is a little bit. What does that mean? Well, then he tells us what it means in the second story of the servant. Here's the integrating again. Sometimes you and I think we're the masters. No, we are the servants. It's only when we start to tell ourselves that we're the masters that we get this disintegration again. And we think we can go to the Lord and say, why aren't you fixing things? As if we're in charge. We are unprofitable servants. And if you and I do what we've been commanded to do, then we're going to see trees move. Here's the integration. Here's the person of integrity. He knows he's a sinner, but he's been adopted by Almighty God. And that makes him more than just a sinner. That means whatever he does, good or ill, has eternal effects. More so than just effects here in this world, there's so much more. You and I have the ability to bring the kingdom of God right here. Not its complete form, but the beginning. Jesus said to his disciples, wherever you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of God is at hand. Why is it at hand? Because you and I are now integrated people. We've taken divine revelation, you're adopted, and we've applied it to our experience. You're a sinner. And as long as you and I now live out of that reality, we can see things change. Maybe not in our time frame, according to our timeline or the way we think it should be, but it will happen. God is not out to fool us. We all have enough faith to do what we have been called to do. God, in his wisdom, gave us just enough grace to fit into our vocation. So we don't need more faith. Parents, when you've had it with your kids and you said, how am I supposed to raise them as saints in the world like today? It is so different. It is so different. But if you're living out the sacrament of holy matrimony, that sacrament gives you the grace to fulfill your calling. The question is are you living out of that grace? Or are you trying to keep up with the Joneses? Trying to be disintegrated? The Christian and the world. And because of fear that we're not like everyone else, we don't fit in, we don't have what they have. Friends, that's all a lie. We don't need what they have. We have heaven. We have the Lord. And we have a mission. A mission that it is more than just this world. We just saw that last week. All the things that you and I rely so heavily on will be nothing more than dust. And then what? Well, it depends. How integrated have we become? Are we living out of our adoption? And so, moms and dads, living in the grace of the sacrament of matrimony, you have the power within you to create the saint. You just have to, as the second reading said, stir it up. Sometimes it's easy to get off track. We all do. That's why the readings each week are continuing to call us back to right focus, to be integrated, reconciled, brought together when we're divided. I've been given the grace to just be a simple parish priest. If all I do is spend my time worrying about what the Pope is doing or what the bishop is doing or what you're doing, well, I'm going to be a lost soul. But if I just do daily mass, pray my breviary, corral the cats, that's my role. That's it. I can't take on more, and I certainly don't need to keep up with anyone else. I don't look good in white anyway. So what good would the papacy do for me? God's given me the grace to be a parish priest today, here, and now. Is that boring? Some days, yes. Some days it's very difficult, very challenging, just as it is for you who are supposed to be raising saints. Some days there is within us a desire to be like everyone else, to have the income that they have, the stardom that they have, to have the whatever. We all face those temptations, those callings, those voices. But the Lord today is reminding us, you don't need more faith. You have enough to fulfill your role. Do you know your role? You're called to sanctify the world by living out each day the very simple life of Mary and Joseph, raising your child as if it were Jesus. How difficult is that? Impossible? For humans, yes. Tap into the grace that's been given to you. Let's ask the Holy Spirit this week to help us keep our focus, to be integrated. We are sinners. We will make mistakes. But by virtue of our baptism, we're children of God by adoption. And if we do what we're supposed to do, like faithful servant, follow our obligations, God will take care of the rest in his own good time. We don't need to tell him to speed it up or slow it down. Justice will come about. All things will be made right. We see that in what is right before your eyes. What appeared on Good Friday to be a complete failure and disaster was the greatest event ever. God is faithful to those who are faithful to him. It's all we have to do. So let's ask for the grace from the Holy Spirit to keep us on track, to remind ourselves our role. We are unprofitable servants, and we work for the master, not all bad.